is still many more things to discuss in terms of fixing different types of problems that do come up, which is part of what I believe in Shlomo Shaina should deal with. I also think that it's important to discuss the inyan, positive things in terms of every mishpacha looking for oifanim to be meraimim their lives. There is a mindset among high school boys and even bachurim beis medrash that it's a zman of aliyah. A bachur, he's in kaisi beis medrash, it's a zman for aliyah. And you see a certain, sometimes obvious starkeit that a bachur could have, and a she'ifa in the bachur yarn that a person has, and the aliyah shouldn't end when a person gets married. The fact that there are many more technical and mundane things that one has to take care of as a yerman that you don't have to do as a bachur, the fact that there are these mundane things are only siyua to create a bias, which is to create hashras hashchina and to create a more elevated life. But I believe that it's important to look for things. I mean, each bias is different what to look for, but look for things to do that can be meraimim a person through marriage. That's something that as a team we work on together to be better. It can be an amida, it can be an hanhaga, and it has to be something which is carefully thought out and something that fits for the particular bias. And stam machinoch somebody else, or stam doing something because it seems good, is not what's going to be meraim mishtub. What's meraim mishtub is something that fits the fi who you are as individuals. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that Kimchis and Afmem Zayin, the Gemara says that Shiva Banim Hayel Ola Kimchis, Vakulam Shimshu Bekuhuna Gedayla. They all became Kainim Gedayla. Amru Chachamim Bamazachis Lekach. What did you do special Kimchis to deserve 7 sons of Chacham? Why did the Chum ask her what she did? Obviously, the Chum held that she would know what was the special hanhaga in the house that afforded them such a schus. So, Amra, she said, Miyamai Leiro Kairis Basi Kloisari. She said that over my lifetime, the walls of the house never saw the braids of her hair. Derech Agav, it's not hit me, interesting. And I heard, I think there are some tshuvas about this. I know that among the Chassidish there is a chumrah of where they shave the hair off. So I was wondering how they say pshat in this Gemara, because here in the Gemara it's mashma that the women had hair, just it was covered. So where, when did it start, this chumrah that they shave their hair off?
It's not because of the Gemara.
Huh?
They took the Gemara as something they all should do. Not
that well, I mean, here's Chloe Sari. I mean, she had Sar. So you have 7 sons kind of going without shaking off the hair. There must be a reason why they do it. I don't fully grasp that. Al-Kopanim, Omrula, Harbe Yosu Kain Vilei Ha'ilu. So it bothered me a question. What is the Pshat in the Gemara? They asked her why she was Zeicha to this Madrega. L'chayra is because they held that they knew that she would know why. So were they then coming to refute her and say, well, that can't be why, because many women did the same thing and they weren't Zeicha the sons Kayanim Gedalim. And no doubt it wasn't because their husbands weren't Kayhanim. It means that even though they did this Chumra, Harbi also came below Ha'ilu. So I once wrote this to Rav Gifter, and he wrote me back that this is, you know, emes namitai. I went to Shtel Tzu. Chaim Volozhiner says that the Gemara says in Brachas that Harbi Osuk Rav Shim Miyachoy, that he was just Isaac and Torah, and he didn't do any shtatas for Barnasa, but also Biyodai. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says it doesn't mean that the Chazal were saying that we paskin that you can't be like Reb Shimon Yochai, but the Chazal were saying harbe osi Reb Shimon Yochai v'lo means that the hanhaga of no ishtadlus is not for the masses. So you can't just say I'm going to be like Reb Shimon Yochai, go and learn Torah and not do any ishtadlus, and my whole life I'm going to be taken care of somehow. That you have to be in the Madrega to do it. So the Gemara wasn't saying that we don't pass like Reb Shimon Yochai, it was saying you have to be like Reb Shimon Yochai in order to have such hanhaga. So Mamela, I think the pshat in the Gemara is that when the Gemara said harbe osu kikimchis will also be yodam, the Gemara wasn't coming to say that that couldn't have been what she did special, because avad if they asked her, she knew what she did special, and that's why they asked her. But they were saying is when you do something which is a madrega, it has to fit to who you are as a person. So somebody's going to be busy talking Lashon Hara, Chveis, and different Hanhagas, but when it comes to, you know, Roy Kuris, Basie, Kuris, Sari, now I'm going to make that Chumra, but I'm not holding by that Chumra. So if a person does that, to think that they're going to have seven sons coming with Elam, doesn't work. Why not? Because it doesn't fit. Because that's not where they're holding to make such a Chumra. So anytime a person makes a Chumra, or Hanhaga Teva, you have to make sure that it's something that fits for both. Lamaisa, that's only saying that one should be careful about what they pick to do. What inyanim, whether ben on chaveira, ben on lamakim, one of each, that a house tries to do as a house, right? In fact, my mashal of kimchis was perhaps something that only she did, although maybe it affected the husband too, so maybe we decided that it was for the husband too. But the pshat is, whatever you pick has to be a hanhoga that fits for the people. There's another hanocha that I want to make, which is that even though a husband learns Torah, and a wife doesn't have the mitzvah of limud haTorah, but there is something to be said for the husband and wife working together towards a certain goal of where that the wife has to pass through to a certain degree to the madrega of the husband. Sometimes the husband has to pass through to the madrega of the wife, because sometimes in certain hanhagas they can be more than we are. But in certain things, the husband can be more than the wife, and even then the wife has to pass through. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah on the bottom of Yizayinim Aveis that Rechinini ben Tradyan was Nenash. So the Gemara says, what was his chet? Because Chayahoyges Hashem b'Yis Yosef. Because he taught over the shame of Membez Isis to Talmidim. In fact, he more of a Echiyavit Haki, but not Eilo Shein Lom Chel Olam Haba. And one of the people doesn't get Olam Haba is Haigas Hashem Yais Yosef. And for the Gemara, L'Hislamed Asa. He didn't stam as they do it. He did it to teach his Talmidim what was the shame Hashem. So what was the I? And it says l'slam, it is mutter. It says l'somud las is about talamud l'havin l'hayrus. So the Gemara says my time in yanish if it's mutter mishum hayus Hashem befarhestia the havi. Rashi says I feel l'slamid yeshlochush l'chveid harav, and he wasn't chush on the cover of the Rebbein Shalom enough. He shouldn't have done. In fact, the Gemara Akasha Bal Ishtel Hariga, and his wife was killed. So the Gemara, why was she killed? The Lay Micha Bay, because she wasn't Meicha. Mikan Amru Komish Biyesh Biyadal Limcha Zena Meicha Nana Shalav. So I had Akasha, and I was told I was Mechavan to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Pashat Akasha, your husband's the God of Adar. He paskins that Hayis Hashem b'Yisayisav l'Islamid is mutter. And you see him going me Hayis Hashem b'Yisayisav, and you're supposed to say to him, "You're doing it, but for Hesia." No, make the kugel. What's it your business? If the Gadol Hador is doing it with Hesia, he's passing a Shaila, and that shouldn't be within her purview. Vice to ice, that whoever you're married to, the pshat is you have to pass to Tiz Madrega. She didn't have to paskin differently. Had she said to him, a sensitivity, are you sure that it passes to do it Bitzibur? He would have thought about it, perhaps not done it. And vice to ice, she could have been oimel on that, and could have been ma'irahim on that, and could have, in a bekovetic way, stopped it. Rabbi Yankov used to say that when a person's a Rav, he used to be a Rav before he was a Rosh Yeshiva too, and he's telling people what to do, what's mutter and what's usher, and you have to do this, and this one has to do that. He says, it's a good thing when he comes home that his wife will tell him to take out the garbage and do different things, is that a wife has a certain job to put a husband into a place to allow it with covet, but the person shouldn't get carried away. Even if you're a Rav Chaim Ben Chayyan, the Rebbetzin could have said something. Pelot Gazach. So we see that Bechlau, that this inyan of Zivug is Machayev Madregas, from whoever the wife is, to fit to the husband's darga. Sometimes when wives are mitzvahing to something, we have to fit to their darga. Right? And there are cases like that in the Gemara too. Mar Ukva, the Gemara says that when they ran away because they were giving, the Gemara says in Ksubas, and they ran away that because they were helping out a poor family, a poor person. The poor person went to see who it was, and they went to an oven, and my Ukva was getting hot, and his Rebbetzin wasn't. So the Gemara says that she had to put his hands and feet on her in order to save himself, and the Gemara says that even though he gave out tzedakah, he gave money, and the money people had to go and buy the food and the wheat to process it. But she did chesed of mekarev haniyasa tvei. That she gave, Anoni came to the door and they got food right away. Mamela, she had a bigger darga and chesed, and therefore he needed to come on to her darga in order to be saved. As they state in the Gemara Ksubas. So sometimes we have to reach their darga, sometimes they reach the husband's darga, but isn't it amazing that Reb Kivager writes in his Igris? Here, Reb Kivager was someone who, besides all the shiurim we get in the Shuvas, he wrote, he corresponded with the Nesivas and with the Chemda Shleima and with the Beis Meir, with Mamish, a dar of super duper Gdolim and giants. And when it came to Nyanim of Hashkafa, it says that he spent Shos Aruchas Belaila talking to his Rebbetzin in Hashkafa. So he didn't talk to his Rebbetzin learning because she wasn't holding Reb Kivager's level. But the fact that he talked to her in Hashkafa means that there's something to be said for the fact that as a husband and wife, we have to try to bond in a Hashkafic way on a higher level. And Amishire, and this is obviously only theory, but Amishire, that among the things they talked about wasn't just concepts, but also perhaps what special analogous they could do as people together in a house. That's a conjecture on my part. But I do believe that there is such an inyan that that looking for something that fits for us, right, is a davar tov, and it can vary from zehirus in certain milam lamakums to certain milam chaveiros to a gamut of many, many different things, as long as it fits to who you are. I don't mean quick fix things. I'm not into schoolless. No, that's not my messiah. I'm talking about being mahadir in a particular midah. Being mahadir in a midah. It could be in a midah of chesed, it can be in a midah of of being as a couple being more zayin lashon hara can be in the hanhaga teiva of, you know, making sure that it's a bias, that there's never yelling. You know, there's so many different things that we can do, and it should be the type of thing where each feels that it fits for them and they're comfortable doing it. If it's something that somebody wants to do, the husband wants to do, and the wife's not comfortable, vice versa, it's not going to work. Right? That is not to say that there aren't hechatimsis, you know, of where somebody can do their own chumrah too. But finding something in the house together that we do, right, you know, whether it pertains to Archim or it pertains to Digduk and a mitzvah, b'hatznei halachas, that it should be the type of thing that people don't even know about. Anything which is b'hatznei halachas has a certain quality. I'm not talking about now because the Gemara of Kimchis said that was a tznei halachas. I'm saying, in general, the inyanim of tznei halachas are such that they take on a whole different hanhaga. Rabbi Yisrael went to a place to in a summer place to rest up. He was so busy with so many talmidim and with klauzach, and he went to a place to rest up where they had like one of these kind of efficiency type place of where you had a place to stay, and the way it was it isn't Tnuas HaMusar, this is a print story in Tnuas HaMusar, where Shiv Zimbrecha told me that all the stories there are accurate, well researched, documented, and true. And B'chlau, it's a gewaldige sefer to get a hold of. There's 5 volumes. Besides that, Rabbi Yisrael is from Arbali Masaira. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Zundel Misalant, who was a Talmud of Chaim Voloshner. But Rabbi Yisrael was the Rebbe of the Altman from Kelim, and the Altman Kelim was the Rebbe of the Altman Slabotka. One would like to feel a shaykh is such people. So Rabbi Yisrael's hanhaga was so hatznei alechazdik that he didn't wear a rabbanisha coat. He dressed like a regular person. And he was a mefursim, and he came to this place without telling people who he was. And in those years, Rabbi Yisrael has gone over in 1856, something like that. In those years, it was even later, but even then, it was Vada was that way, is when a person wanted to eat chicken, you took the chicken to the sheikhet. So they were in this little town where they stayed in these efficiency apartments, and there was another yid also resting up in this summer place. So they used to take turns. One week, Rabbi Yisrael would bring the chickens to the sheikhet, the other week, the other one did. He was there, I think, for 4 weeks or something like that. And they even say who the person was. It was a karav of an Adam Gadol who heard that Rabbi Yisrael went to this place to rest up. And he wrote a letter to his karav and said, see if you can find out, you know, watch hanhogas of Rabbi Yisrael to know what it's all about. And he knew that the person that he was exchanging going to the sheikhet with, his first name was Yisrael. He had no idea that it was Yisrael Salanter. And he Poshet didn't have an idea that he was, you know, Mimatriach, one of the Gdeli Hadar, to go, because he was Noig with such Pashtus. That was part of it, Tatsnei Aleches, of how he was Noig, that Poshet, you couldn't tell. The one of the Alta von Kelm's sons was in Königsberg for a while, and they had a sheet of dressing also, poshet, but, you know, not anything special. And he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and there was an Aram Gadol who had to go there for medical needs, and he didn't know if it was a house that he didn't know that he was by a very big Talmud Chacham. And from the way he dressed, he didn't even know if he could eat the food in his house, because he made himself so pashut. And then one night he was up late learning, and he saw that this yid was sitting learning for hours on end. And then he was baidik in the shtut to find out who he's staying by. These people were master themselves. I mean, you know, Hanhaga is way, way beyond our Hasaga. But not that has to be our Iker, but the idea of finding something which you keep quiet, that nobody knows about, that you do as a bias, you know, is a special thing. If you can find a Mida and work on it together and develop it as a team, it's a gewaldige siyua, not only for Ashras Hashchina, for Ava, for everything, because it gives a certain chashivas to one's life. So a person can be medakting mitzvah chuta sayra together with husband and wife, but if you don't have something special, things you're working on, sometimes it can make a nafkamina. It can make a nafkamina because, you know, a din is a din, and you have to keep a din. But the shot is, if you do yoytzim in haklal, something special, and you find one or two small things, you know, there should be reasonable things that fit for you to do. You can feel hisraimimus from your bias, and that's an oifen of how to be machsh of one another by each of them working at it and finding one aspect that one can do, another aspect that somebody else can do, how you handle archim, how you handle stucker, it could be how you handle amida. There, for as many people in the room, there can be as many different eitzes of what would work. And I would say that if it would take weeks or months sometimes to come up with something of where you feel, that's it, that you both connect with, you both feel, ah, this is something we can work on, and you build on that, and then that can be meraimim the bias. This is apart from any other type of, there's many, many surmi raz that we all have to work on. Even you can be married for decades and have surmi raz to work on and things to fix. And I'm not trying to stay away from that. In other weeks, we'll talk about different things that we can learn how to fix things as well and try to. But here, I'm not talking about fixing. I'm talking about something positive, something chashuv, something like, you know, that you feel together. It's a hallmark of your shtub. We're going to do this. We can do this. And come up with something that fits for both of you. It's the type of thing that you can't even appreciate how meaningful it'll be until you experience it over a period of time, until you sense the geschmack of doing something together that's a lefnim yishur sadin, that fits for you, and that makes the a certain chashivas to the house. Because when you do something chashiv, I have no suffik that the tznias, for instance, that Kimchis had a spillover effect on the rest of their shtub too. It has to be, because when there's focus on living bigger, living chashiver, you know, today the Welt says that you can tell the difference between children and adults only by how expensive their toys are. There's so much of a preoccupation today in getting new gadgets and new furniture and different things. And some things are very helpful and useful tools that help in the house. And if a person can afford, there are good things to do too. But we become over-focused on convenience and under-focused on growth. Because life gets only more complicated as children come on, it gets complicated. When your children get older, it gets more complicated. When your children get married, it gets even more complicated. Life gets complicated. That's the metzias. After best oifen, it does. So when you're so busy with the complications of life, then if you have something to hold on to, that we've been working on this and we've done something, then it's a gewalde gezacht, it should be. The Gemara says, time is it? I'm listening to 29. I just want to say one quick thing. There was a person over here who used to be Rebbe Mechini, who was a Nifter young man, who was a very big Talmud Chacham, named Rabbi Yosef Berl, Zechon Levracha. And he said a gewaldike teitsch on the Mashgiach Zechon Levracha. The Gemara says in Megillah that one man yomer said miyamai lasisi besmedish kapandrim. The other one said miyamai loy kanisi shem chaveri. Each one said a different thing. They asked each one, "V'maharachti yamim?" And each one said, "Miyamai this, miyamai that, miyamai that." They each had different things that they did. What was the tzad hashava that they all had, that they could say that whatever special thing they did, it was miyamai. It was something they did for many, many years. He was teaching how the Mashkiach Chamvacha was that type of person. Rav David was a miyamai man. She had his things that he kept for years. For years. Mamish decades. He was oizgalten and something all the time. It's not too late for any of us to be zecher to some miyamai. What the miyamai is, you see, from other man, the armor is different. But to come up with something that's miyamai dick, that's something we can say, for decades we've been working on this. That's something which taka can lead to arichas yom, can lead to gevaldik shalom bayis, and something which can have peiris and peiris by finding something positive to work on as a bias.